Well, good morning to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Danny McKibben. I'm one of the fellows that preaches here at the Pine Top Church of Christ. We're glad that you've tuned in this morning. And we hope that you'll just listen carefully, get your Bible out, you know, search the Scriptures. That's what the program is about, Searching the Scriptures. And we're trying to learn what's right and trying to promote what's right in the teaching of the gospel. We'd like to invite you to the services today. We'll meet at 9 a.m. Central Time, and then worship at 9:45, and then this afternoon at 4:30. We meet at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs. It's in the Windsor community of Russell County. And hope that you can come be with us and as we worship God. Well, here we are in a new year, a new decade. And thinking about the whole idea of new things, and people making resolutions and all that, you know, kind of a new beginning, a new year, a new decade, etc. You know, I thought about in Christ Jesus, we can become a new man. We can leave the old ways of sin and wickedness and transgression, and we can enter into a new life in Christ Jesus. And so that's kind of our topic. There in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Paul says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And that, of course, what Jesus does for us. He gives us the opportunity to start fresh. It's kind of like, you know, you get into the new year. And you know, you want to try to do things better and make resolutions, etc. And just kind of have a fresh start. Well, Jesus really gives us that true fresh start, whenever it might be, whether it be here in January or February or October, any time of the year, Jesus offers the opportunity for us to have a new beginning and to leave that old man, leave the old ways. You see Jesus offering that to the woman taken in adultery. When they just kind of run roughshod over her, just trying to make Jesus look bad. And anyway, all the people left. And Jesus there talking with her. And she didn't flee either. And Jesus says, "Go and sin no more." Granting her the opportunity that she could make her life anew. I tend to think that she would have taken that occasion. Just all the circumstance and how Jesus treated her with such compassion and goodness and offering so much kindness there. I tend to think she took advantage of that. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what Jesus can do for you. That's what he can do for me. That's what he can do for all of us. If we just listen to him, if we just believe in him. I mean, we just think about what he's promised in the gospel of how we can have hope of everlasting life, how we can be forgiven, how we can get our life turned around and to have things just washed away by the blood, the precious blood of Christ, to have all sins forgiven. I mean, it's just the promises are tremendous. And the chance to start anew, because one thing for sure is that we have been marred by sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and verse 23. It is a problem both for the Jews and Gentiles and throughout the ages and throughout nations and languages. It's our biggest problem is the problem of sin. And in Christ Jesus, we can be made new. Here in Colossians chapter 3, Paul talks about that, how we can be risen with Christ. That is, risen from the watery grave of baptism into this new life in a relationship with Christ and killing the old man. He says, "For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with him in glory." And so he tells us to mortify, that is, to put to death. You put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. He says, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake, the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. And the point is, all these things, it's just a dead-end road. And in Christ Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, we can be made new. We can have a new beginning. And we can get rid of these old things. and be forgiven. I mean forgiven in the absolute sense that they're all washed away and forgiven and released. Not looming overhead any longer. Not thinking, oh, and what are we going to do and how are we going to take care of it? No, it's taken care of in Christ Jesus. All these past sins can be just totally, completely washed away, wiped away, and cleansed in the blood of Christ. That we can put off this old man. And we can work on developing new habits and new ways and new attitudes and new thinking. Jesus offers us that opportunity. And that we can have a new beginning. Just like we come into a new year. You know, 2019, okay, that's history. And we leave that behind. Well, we can have a new beginning in Christ Jesus. To be a new creature in Christ. And so Paul continues on in the exhortation about all these wickedness. He says, but now you also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing you put off the old man with his deeds. So all these works of wickedness, bad attitudes, bad things that we do, bad words, bad doings, bad thinking, bad attitudes, bad mindset, bad priorities. It's all just brings destruction and mayhem. Kind of like that commercial about mayhem falling people around, you know, and just creating trouble. Well, that's the way sin is. That's what Satan wants. He wants mayhem in our lives. That we just be hurt and troubled because of the problems of sin. And then Paul goes on in verse 10 now. He says, and I put on the new man. See, the old man, well, we get rid of him. That's what repentance is. We're going to leave that, and then we're going to turn to that which is good and right. We recognize that sin just has brought all kinds of heartache and tragedy and bondage and pain and problems in our life. Why would we want to continue that? No, we want a new beginning. And Jesus can offer us a new beginning, just like we come into a new year. Well, we can come into a new relationship. We can come into a new life. We can enjoy a relationship with God. And so he exhorts us to put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And see, that's the thing about studying the Bible and learning about God's will and learning what God would have us to do. Is that we are learning a new way, new thinking. You know, changing our attitude, changing our disposition, our frame of mind as we go through life. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Oh, all the prejudices that are in the world. Whew, just so many prejudices and bad feelings that people have. Well, in Christ, well, that's laid aside. Because when somebody becomes a Christian, they're now a child of God, and we're brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all in the family of God. We're now in the same boat of trying to get to heaven and trying to help one another, encourage one another, and have people there that can assist and give strength. And so, when we look about these new things, we're going to get rid of all these prejudice. God's not a respecter of persons. And then we begin to have that mindset. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. I mean, these are all just wonderful qualities. And you know, when we put on good qualities and good attitudes, good dispositions, it's just going to make us new. How many people are toxic? They're toxic with hatred, animosity, just being mean, no compassion, no mercy. And in the ways of sin and guilt just eats them alive. There's no happiness and joy. Oh, there's the pleasures of sin, but they're only temporary. And all the hardship and the pain with a wicked lifestyle. And the invitation to change all that, to leave all that trash, all that baggage, to leave all that spiritual moral filth and to say, hey, I want to be in Christ. I want to be that new creature. I want to be a new man. I want to be different. I want to be helpful. I want to be productive. I want to be right with God. I want a clean conscience. I want to do the things that are good and right. And Jesus, by learning about Him and learning His will, we learn that our mind is transformed. That we obey the first principles of the doctrine of Christ, of hearing the good news, believing in Jesus, repenting, confessing our faith, being baptized. We come up out of that watery grave and determine now that we're going to live a whole different life. And little by little we learn and grow in Christ Jesus. And we develop this new man that looks like Christ. To be a follower of Christ. And putting on. See, we've got to put it on. That is, we're going to make that choice. It's like, well, I'm going to be compassionate. And I'm going to be kind. I don't want to be humble. I don't want to be proud and arrogant. I want to be meek. I want to have long-suffering and patience. And as described. Then he says in verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Oh, how many people bear grudges and bad feelings. Sometimes, you know, maybe people do wrong. And we know they've done wrong. And they've hurt us. But you know, we can just turn that over to God. We don't have to seek vengeance. The Lord's going to take care of that. And we just have that forgiving disposition. And we pray for them. And we just sometimes you just have to back up and, well, God will take care of that. And I'm not going to bear that burden. And I'm not going to harbor those feelings. I'm just going to let that go. And the Lord will take care of it in the end. Hopefully they'll come to their senses. Hopefully they'll come to repentance and be forgiven. But whether they do or don't, from my perspective, I just release it. Just let it go. I don't want to be that old man, all bitter and ugly and ugly disposition. I want to be forgiving. I want to be forbearing. And to forgive. In verse 14, and above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. Yeah, I want to have a heart filled with love. I want to have a heart that just overflows with love, a love for God, a love for family, a love for brethren, a love for what's right, a love for truth, a love for righteousness. To be this new man that Paul's talking about, where there's peace and tranquility. Where there's reconciliation with God. Where you don't have these fears of dying. Why? Because you're in a right relationship with God. You have hope of everlasting life. You don't harbor feelings and wanting to take out revenge and having to plot and carry that burden. No. We're going to let the Lord take care of such things. In verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. To the which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. God's peace, His tranquility, to be at harmony with God. Not just a mere ceasefire, but a true friendship with God, that we've made peace with God, that we've surrendered and we recognize we were the ones that were wrong and that we did all the bad things. And God, He's always wanted to do us good. And offers us good and offers us the chance to start anew. And we find that peace with God. And it just rules our heart. And we've been called into one body and be you thankful. Gratitude. Oh man, what a quality. What just to be appreciative and to be thankful. And that whatever comes our way, we're gonna make good come out of it. And there will be trials that will come. I mean, James talks about that in James chapter 1, the trying of your faith. But we're going to let it have its perfect work to develop us and mold us. And if we're made better, we're just going to be so thankful and just always grateful. And that no matter what comes, we're going to be right with God. And we're just going to let whatever comes mold us and shape us to be the kind of people that we can be. To be that new man. To have that new beginning that is in Christ Jesus. We appreciate you listening. Hope you'll be able to tune in. Hope that you can come to services. And if you can, we'd love to have you. And until the next time, we bid you farewell.